We can see how the words of today's gospel are fulfilled, even if someone should rise from the dead. They will not be persuaded. Our Lord has risen from the dead, and people still fail to follow his teachings. Jesus tells us that in many of his parables, and the Jews had Moses and the prophets, and we have so many saints throughout the church's history that even had raised people from the dead and had worked one miracle after another. And people, some people converted, and some people did not. And we have the authority of the church that our Lord has given to his church to teach and to guide us, to inform us how to save our souls. And many people do not like those teachings, and they want to even establish laws forbidding people to preach the truth, hate laws. And it won't be the first time Christians are thrown in jail for speaking the truth and trying to lead others to heaven. But we're reminded during this Lenten season that, you know, we too have to suffer. Our Lord knew what he had to face, but it did not stop him from preaching the truth. And we have to witness to that truth. You know, the word martyr means witness. Sometimes we have to suffer persecution from others for standing up for the truth, but we should not let that deter us from speaking the truth, to trying to open people's eyes to the fact that there is a heaven and there is a hell, just as our Lord himself reminded us today in the gospel. So let us remain faithful to our Lenten practices, dying to self, to remind us that, we do have to suffer in union with our Lord if we wish to share in his resurrection this coming Easter.